This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. Yeah.
DJ Motown, how you doing, man?
Brad Gilmore. I'm just getting my voice back from this past weekend. You know, got too hype, got too turned up.
Too turned up. And, What'd you do?
Y'all went to Arlington, actually, but pretty much Dallas, Texas. You know, had
Boo!
Some fun. Boo to Dallas, but what I was doing, what I was getting to, I had a blast. Anyways, how about you?
I'm good, man. Last Saturday, we had our Reality of Wrestling television taping, our first national TV taping. We're going to be debuting April 1st on the Soul of the South television network, which I'm really, really excited about.
Soul of the South.
We'll be in Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
We'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas, Miami, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and New York City, New York, as well as other cities. But those are the ones that I remember off top. It's going to be great. I'm really excited. And we'll still be here on the Cube every Saturday night.
Nice.
So, I mean, I can't complain too much, man. We had it was good taping, man, and good matches. We had a former WWE and TNA superstar, the Amazing Kong. She's a female wrestler. She came, did a couple matches. It was fun, man.
The Amazing Kong.
The Amazing Kong.
It's a female wrestler.
Female wrestler.
Is it a manly female wrestler?
I would say she's a manly female wrestler. She's big, though. She's a little bigger. She's intimidating. You know what I mean? Okay. Very, very intimidating wrestler. And she went against head-to-head with Cinema. And it was a good match. Great match.
You know, I don't know any of these people you're talking about.
I know, man. I know. You still got to come out to a Reality of Wrestling show.
I have to.
We've had Booker and Kevin on the show a few times now, and you've still yet to come out to a Reality of Wrestling. Charmel, Stevie Ray, Diamond Dallas Page. We've had all these guys on here. And girls. But none. You have a... My mic just clipped out a little bit. And you haven't come back, and you haven't come checked it out. What's the deal?
Yo. When The Rock comes back.
Hey, The Rock is not coming to Reality of Wrestling. All right, we don't want The Rock. I will take The Rock if he wants to come. If The Rock wants to come wrestle a match at Reality of Wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd have a problem. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But in all seriousness, April 19th is our next show, DJ Motown. All
right, April 19th. You know what? I'll be busy that day.
It's the day before your birthday, huh?
Yes, but there's also an event going on that night that I may possibly be working. If I'm not working, I'll still be there.
Okay. What event is that?
It's formals.
Formals
for FSA.
Okay. FSA is the Filipino Association of America.
Student Association.
Okay, Filipino. You're not Filipino.
Yo, but not all the people in FSA are Filipino. But
okay, we worked at FSA like end of the year party one time, right?
Yeah, that thing.
Okay,
this year again. Except this time, I'm actually a part member. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Filipino Student Association, correct?
Right.
But you are at U of H.
At U of H, correct.
But you are neither a Filipino or a U of H student.
No.
So how does that work?
Yo, remember we had last week, a couple weeks ago, we had Ray P on the show?
Yeah.
He didn't go to PV.
He didn't go to PV, that's true.
Maybe he had one class.
That's true. That's very, very true.
But looky here, I'm pulling a Ray P, I guess.
You're pulling a rape. I mean, not a rape, you're pulling a Ray P.
Yeah.
Not a rapey. No, you're not rapey. You're not rapey.
No, not rapey.
But you're a rape.
But, you know, my friends are part of U of H, and I'm just, you know, I'm there.
You're there, man.
I'm there. I'm known. Motai is known.
Hey, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were asking me about the Brad Gilmore Show and what do we do here and you know, what are we all about? And I said, you know, we're about current events.
Current events.
We're about comedy.
Comedy.
We're about hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
And we're about Whoopi Goldberg.
Bertha.
I like to think that Whoopi Goldberg is now the unofficial mascot for the Brad Gilmore Show.
Why? We've only had two discussions about her.
But I now we're having a third one.
A third discussion.
And this is why? Like within a span of like 3 weeks. I don't know why Whoopi Goldberg is always on our minds.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure if we dig into the archives of the Brad Gilmore Show, Whoopi Goldberg probably comes up again somewhere.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm pretty sure we've spoken about Whoopi Goldberg multiple occasions. So I think she's our unofficial mascot. Next time I make a new Brad Gilmore Show logo, it's going to feature Whoopi Goldberg some kind of way.
Well, we should have like a Whoopi Goldberg, you know,
some type of way
costume going on.
You know, our new goal for 2014 is to get Whoopi Goldberg on the Brad Gilmore Show.
That would be so dope.
So, okay, we're going to start that movement right now. Fans listening right now, go to Twitter.
Go to Twitter.
At Whoopi Goldberg. I don't even know if she has a Twitter, but if Whoopi Goldberg has a Twitter, at her and say, we want you on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
Yeah.
Use the hashtag Whoopi on BG.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg, so cool, man. What you going to do when the Brad Gilmore Show runs wild on you, brother? You, brother, 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 brother. Speaking of more wrestling, tonight, actually, Motai, I've had a busy day so far. Woke up this morning, ate breakfast, which is always busy for
it's
me.
It's pretty busy.
I had cinnamon rolls and some bacon and orange juice.
Good right now. I don't know about the bacon part. I mean, you I like bacon, but I don't know about cinnamon rolls and bacon together.
Oh, dude.
They're good.
Oh, they're good. Good. Yeah.
And then I came here to the studio. We're doing the Brad Gilmore Show podcast, and I gotta leave here though right after this.
Hold on. Are we talking fake Monday morning? Or are we talking? Today,
we're talking currently.
Currently, people, how long did you eat breakfast for?
I ate breakfast for a long time.
Either that, or you woke up like maybe 2 hours ago.
I how long did you eat breakfast for? I ate breakfast for a while. No, I ate breakfast for about excuse me for that sniff right there. I ate breakfast for, when I woke up, I didn't eat breakfast immediately. I took a shot of DayQuil. I've been waking up with the sniffles.
Yeah?
Yeah, I took a shot of DayQuil, got a shower with it. I really liked it. I enjoyed it. And then I came to the studio after my 3-hour breakfast fiasco and of bacon and cinnamon rolls and orange juice.
I like orange
juice. Orange juice, brother. And then I came straight here. After this, I got to go up to the television studio. We're working on a brand new TV show for Reality of Wrestling. Another TV show.
What channel is this going to be aired on?
It's going to be on Soul of the South Network nationwide, also on the Cube 57.
Nice.
And it's called High Octane. It's a
You know, that sounds like a racing show.
It does.
High Octane.
High Octane.
Today we're going to have a bunch of speed races going down to, anyways.
On the High Octane. And I have my script right here. This is my script for High Octane tonight. Yes, fans, we get scripts in wrestling. You know, I'm breaking kayfabe. I'm breaking the fourth wall. We get scripts.
You're letting it all out, man.
I'm letting the cat out of the bag. No, High Octane is like going to be a new show. It's going to be the fourth show of every month on the Cube and on Soul of the South Network. And what it's going to be is going to be a recap show of everything that's happened in Reality of Wrestling.
Okay.
As well as we're going to feature two students in training at Booker T's wrestling facility, WXF, where we recorded our interview with him back in the day.
Now, I have a question for you. Two students in training.
Yes.
How do you become a student in training at Booker's?
What you do, actually, you can go to realityofwrestling.com, and there's more information there. But you can sign up. You can train Booker T, WWE Hall of Famer, six-time World Heavyweight Champion Booker T.
Six-time
World Heavyweight Champion Booker T. Will train you, along with the other trainers at the gym, to become a professional wrestler. And currently, two of Booker T's former students, Jimmy and Jay, the Usos, are the current WWE Tag Team Champions. So that's a pretty big deal to train with Booker T.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, so you can go, I think, realitywrestling.com, and there's a form you can fill out and probably get in contact with somebody at the school. But we're going to feature two students in training in a main event match on television, on TV, and they're going to compete every once a month, two different students, and eventually it's a competition. So when we get down to the final two winners, they're going to wrestle on the Reality of Wrestling show.
Nice.
And whoever wins that competition will be on the Reality of Wrestling main roster and be featured on television weekly. So it's a pretty big deal. I'm hosting it along with my new broadcast colleague, Matt Topolsky. And we're doing commentary and we're doing the hosting. I'm really excited, man. We did the commentary the other night, and along with the match. And tonight we're doing a couple other little things for the show.
All right.
And yeah, it's going to be debuting not this Saturday. Oh, well, I guess this is not last Saturday. This upcoming Saturday, yeah. So
this upcoming Saturday.
This is Fake Monday Morning. So this upcoming Saturday, the debut of High Octane on the Cube will be coming to you. So make sure you set your DVRs 2 a.m. on the Cube. And yeah, we're going to be doing that, man.
All right. So since you're, you know, plugging some stuff.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and do that. Every Monday.
Every Monday.
Every Monday.
Every Monday.
In Houston, Texas.
In Houston.
At this place called Cafe 4212.
That sounds familiar.
We have this place. We have this thing going on. It's called the Debonair Lounge.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Tell you more. You don't know about this.
I don't know. What's the Debonair Lounge?
I hear you host this thing, Brad.
I think Lord Trillmore hosted. Me and Lord Trillmore have parted ways.
Oh.
We're no longer a friend. Hey, who's that? Who's coming in the building?
Brad! Brad!
Oh, Motai, can you...
Brad, what is this about? We're parting ways.
Hey, Trillmore, calm down. Calm down, bro. You're too hype all the time. You're rapping all these...
What do you mean I'm rapping all the songs all the time?
Hey, Trillmore. Whoa, bro.
Dude.
Whoa. Hey, Motai, can you help me calm him down a little bit? Can you help me calm him down?
Yeah, I'll go take care of him.
Okay.
Hey, Brad, you can't send Motai after me, Brad. You can't do this to me.
Yo, whoa, Trillmore, get out of here, man. Get out of here. Get out. Hey, he's knocking at the door again. You can't come in, Trillmore. All right, Motai, keep going. What happened? What's going on at the Debonair Lounge?
The Debonair Lounge.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Where was I?
You're saying there's something called the Debonair Lounge every Monday at Cafe 4212.
Yes, in Houston, Texas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Well, I can tell you this. There's live music.
Live music.
Positive vibes.
Positive vibes.
And beautiful people.
You're not going to get positive vibes with that Trillmore guy.
I heard that, Brad.
Hey, we got to get rid of this guy. Security.
Yeah.
Security, can we get
out of here? Take him.
Security's going to take him.
Yep.
You gotta
every Monday. Every Monday.
Every Monday.
Doors open at 8.
Doors open at 8.
Right?
I think.
You think so?
I think
so, too.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have, like I said, live music, positive vibes, beautiful people.
And what
and
are
there's
we?
This, there's this Asian kid.
There. There's an Asian kid there.
Maybe a guy.
He's a guy.
He could be a kid. I don't know.
He looks young.
You can't ever tell. You
he
know,
looks young.
An Asian's
Asian age is so. Hey, in all seriousness, I can never tell how old an Asian person is. I think Asian people have two types of age. Either you look super duper young, or you look like an ancient 1,000-year-old Chinese man.
You know, I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. There's probably like 1 year.
We know the guys at Lucky Burger. Though that old man at Lucky Burger looks like he's 111.
Yeah, and the guy that's only, 30 years down from him looks like he's 12.
like he's 12. What is this about? All right.
I don't know.
But DJ Motai, yes, you're at the Debonair Lounge, along with Brad Gilmore and our man, Tay Mitch. Tay Mitch was working the door this last Monday.
He was. I was like, where's...
Didn't you like it a little bit? He wasn't all up in your business. Tay Mitch was just off doing his own thing. I didn't have to worry about him.
He was busy.
He was busy.
He was busy.
He was actually doing something.
He was doing something. Instead of walking around talking to people.
Instead of walking around.
What is this? A drink?
A Hennessy in his hand.
Yes.
But actually, tonight, which is you know, this Fake Monday Morning, we have the first ever Debonair Showcase.
Debonair Showcase.
Because it's past South by Southwest. South by Southwest was last week when y'all are hearing this. And yeah, we have the Debonair Showcase, man. 13 contestants, including Nadia, Mac Fame, Lewis, Amaru, Dylan Cole, Dino, Rhythm and Blue, Shay Marie Nielsen, Ashley Toman, Mikhail Laurie, B. Spady, T. Lynn, and Shani Ross. Look at that.
Hey, what is this? I see free drinks. Complimentary Hennessy tasting at 10 p.m.
10 o'clock, Hennessy Black will be back in the building. At the Debonair Lounge,
yeah.
They will be giving a complimentary Hennessy tasting out. That's 4212 Alameda Road tonight, Monday, at Cafe 4212. But it's also going to be a competition thing. Not only is it hosted by me, Brad Gilmore, not only is DJ Motai live and in the mix with the Debonair Band, but we also, we're going to have three very, very special judges judging this competition. I'm going to start with Kelly Cryer of Hybrid Marketing and Media. If you do not know, if you're a Houstonian in the music scene, you do not know who Kelly Cryer is, I am ashamed of you. Not only does she do almost every flyer, every visual, every social media, anybody big, you know, she has clients like Bun B, all Propane, a client, Kirko. She's, I think, currently working with the Trillist Tour right now. Definitely, she's someone you really need to know. And she has, I actually hosted this event at Warehouse Live recently. Shout out to Queen Bobby. She had a showcase, and Kelly was one of the judges there. She gave such great critiques to everybody. Very poignant, knew exactly what to say. Was a little harsh at times. But they needed it. You
gotta
know
be
I mean?
Real.
You gotta be real. You gotta keep it real. This hip hop. She also, little known fact, designed the Brad Gilmore Show logo.
Fun fact about the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
Fun fact. Also, we have News Fix's own, CW39's own, Kai Meyer, who did a little piece about the Debonair Lounge, and she's a television host. She's a Houstonian transplant, I believe. She's from California, knows a lot about the music industry, and has done a lot in the entertainment industry. So she has a lot of credits under her belt. And our final judge that night is Sound Mob. They are platinum producers of such songs like Kurt Cobain's "Drank in My Cup."
Oh,
what your name is?
Oh.
You know, Keep It Trill.
Oh.
A lot of stuff from Sound Mob, man. And that's Pyro and Ryu from Sound Mob. They will both be judges as well this Monday, tonight, at the Post South by Southwest Showcase at the Debonair Lounge. Monday, March the 17th, here in Houston, Texas. So definitely that'd be something to come look at. But wait, Motai.
What's going on?
Did you notice something's different?
Too much testosterone in here.
There's a lot of testosterone. Where's Monty?
Where's Monty?
I don't know. I
thought she was here.
I guess we just got. We were so excited to record. We forgot about Monty, man.
Dude.
Should we
call her?
Should we call her?
Yeah, let's give her a call.
Call Monty. Let me call Monty here. Let's see. We're doing a live call. We're live calling. Let's see what we got here. Look at this. Who else would do a live phone call on except for the... Hello, Monty?
Yes?
Monty, this is Ashley Amani on the phone. What are you doing, girl?
I'm in traffic.
Where are you?
On 290.
290?
Where are you coming from?
Waco.
You're coming from Waco? What is Ashley Amani doing out in Waco?
I had to drop my nephew off at Baylor.
At Baylor? Wow. You took a road trip today.
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thanks for an invite. Me and Motai would have loved to have gone to Waco today. We didn't get to go. That's messed up, Monty.
That's because you had to hold me down.
I wouldn't hold... we're holding you down over here, and we're doing a live phone call in right now with Ashley Amani. Our co-host, who is not here in the studio, Mia Motai.
She's probably like, what, 2 hours away?
She's probably like 3.5 hours from Brown Sugar Studios right now. Where are you exactly?
I am on 290 and where are we?
What city is that? What city? Oh, Tidwell.
Houston.
Tidwell.
Okay, oh. You're in Houston.
Oh, you're kind of close.
But we'll see with all this traffic going on. You probably won't make it till about another 2 hours.
No, I would not make it.
If we're still here.
Yeah. Well, you know, Monty, originally scheduled, you were supposed to be here. We were supposed to have a telephone interview with your sister, right?
Yes.
Tell people who your sister is.
Her name's Danielle Hawkins. She's an actress, dancer. Well, really, she's an entertainer. She's toured with a lot of different people. Shakira, Miley Cyrus. She's done the Rose Bowl. She's done... what is the big football bowl for the college?
Rose Bowl?
Rose Bowl?
Well, the Rose Bowl.
Orange Bowl? Tostito Bowl? Tostitos Bowl Chips?
One Big Bowl?
Doritos Bowl? One Big Bowl?
Right.
Taco Bowl?
No, do you want a soup or do you want a bowl?
Do you want a burrito or do you want a burrito bowl?
Do you want a Superb Owl? What's a Super Bowl?
Superb Owl.
Superb Owl Super Bowl.
Nice.
Okay, I get it.
You should get it. Monty, is it possible? Can you call your sister, Danielle Hawkins, right now on the phone and get her on the show?
right now.
All right, while you do that, me and Motai are going to continue our talks about absolutely nothing.
Hold on. Let me try to hear on the line.
Okay. Anyway, Motai.
Anyway.
Look at that. Monty. Okay. Anyway, live call-ins here on the Brad Gilmore Show. First time ever. We're look at this.
She's still dialing.
She's dialing numbers.
Who dials numbers nowadays?
I know. Just hit add call, Monty. That's all you had to do.
You could have put us on hold.
Anyway.
Okay. I don't know how to do this.
Do you know how to add a call?
I cannot. No, my phone won't let me do it.
You can't add a call while you're on the phone?
I think maybe the button is not available to her. The button.
It's not allowing me to. Like, I don't have the button. The button is disabled.
Why is the button disabled?
Can you put us on hold?
Okay, anyway. Well, Ashley and Monty's going to try to figure that out. We're going to try some kind of way to get her sister on the phone. So we can do the... Look at that. My mic's cutting out. We're having all kinds of issues today on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. But DJ Motai, what else? Tonight, after I do the television tapings, I'm going over to the Mosaic. But did you hear recently they had like two cars explode at the Mosaic or something?
Dude, I was... I think last Monday.
Yeah. Actually. Well, there goes Monty on the phone.
Last Monday, you know, we saw... Like, you know, was that ambulances and fire trucks going up?
Yeah. While we're at the lounge.
Yeah. Okay. The lounge is maybe like 5 minutes from the Mosaic.
Yeah, it's literally like, I wouldn't say it's walking. It's walking distance, but I wouldn't want to walk that distance.
You'd probably take a good 30 minutes to an hour to walk in there. Unless you sped up a little, you know, speed walk or run or, anyways, that's crazy.
Wouldn't want to walk that distance, but the fire trucks were there. I think something blew up, whatever. I saw a segment actually.
I think two cars blew up.
Something happened.
Yo, there's people trying to kill people out there.
People out there.
Hide your kids, hide your wife,
hide
your husband.
Because they're raping everybody out here.
Yeah, and they're blowing them up too.
But Thursdays, though, is where you can find me and Motai at the Mosaic, along with Tay Michigan.
Live drummer, live DJ.
Every Thursday
Thursday. No cover.
And it's been pretty fun. It's been pretty fun. So I think next Thursday is going to be the 20th of March. So come on out, see DJ Motai live and in the mix. And yeah, man. So that's Thursday's the Mosaic. But Monty is having some technical issues. She can't figure this out. So you know what we're going to do, Motai?
We're going to do
what we always do at the Brad Gilmore Show. We're going to improvise.
Improvise.
Yes, and we're going to let DJ Motai play you some music for your earballs.
Earballs.
Yeah, and hopefully, it's to your balling pleasure.
Okay, pause. I'm not sure if that was a pause or not. But I'm just gonna,
I don't know.
I'm going to try to pause, rewind, and re-record.
And eject.
Or eject.
But, all right, well, we're going to let DJ Motai play us some music here on DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix on the Brad Gilmore Every Show. Remember, Brad Gilmore.
Brad Gilmore what?
Show.
You said Brad Gilmore Every Show.
Brad Gilmore Every Show. On demand.
On demand.
And remember, here at the Brad Gilmore Show, we're all about live music, positive vibes.
Positive vibes.
And Whoopi Goldberg.
And Bertha.
It's still Thursday, bitch. I'm wrecked up. I rock Gucci, Louis, Hermes. I can't fit shit exact. Rubber bands on my racks like I'm out of selling packs. Your girlfriend say you're slipping, so I'm picking up the slack. So I pick her up, dick her down, then I bring her back. B-H-O in this hoe, man, that's all the real play. So my waitress take them sparkles off of bottles on the way. Know them feds in the watching, gotta keep it low key. Go anywhere in my city and I bet they know me. I be gripping on that ass, bitches say I'm disrespectful. Had your bitch last week, nigga say I'm disrespectful. Told her hop up in that ride, they know your man ain't gon' catch you. If I want her bad enough, best believe I'ma get you. In the club every week like I get paid in this bitch. Throwing money everywhere, they need a maid in this bitch. I can do this shit for days, I've been paid in this bitch. Reppin' Texas South, niggas, I was made in this bitch.
Now every time they see me ball, all them bitches on my set. Boy, I been had hoes, you just got them cause you rap. You be making up shit, Helly Dollar spitting facts. Got that Chevy on the streets, now I'm working on the left. No, I'm something like a pimp, and I'm something like a Mac. Packing grizzly, no, you really never been up in no trap. But I bees in your bitch, and she down for a menage. Got my two chains on, every time you see me floss. Hold up, money too young, better grow up. Know what, bitches on dick when I show up. Roll up, stay real high with my low sun eyes. And it ain't no lie, I'ma blow up. So what, rockin' diamond, no Lisa Ray. You funny money, you Stevie J. You boys rave when it come to pay. Can't see the paper, y'all never play. We all stars, you bitch, nigga. Big guns, we drench, nigga. Niggas on that whole shit. We big dog to you bitch, nigga. Rich nigga. Well, not yet. By all bets, I'm a prospect. Been rapping. How long? Then why you niggas ain't pop yet?
I don't wanna hear another line about the fucking grind. Niggas snitching, giving times. My brody got a dime. We gotta hustle, get the racks. Stay moving them packs. Don't hit the house, it's all a trap, cause it's all in the rain. Told a bitch in my Louis, huh? Motherfuck the world, man, I'ma do me. Got real strikes in the hood, I'm good when you come around it like, who we? Hold up. Whip, whip. My shit so cold, it's frigid. I'm low key surfing. Then I go drive a Bentley. Grade A got the best, couldn't dream this bitch. Man, them half ass niggas never seen this shit. Ain't competing with them lames, niggas know I'm disrespectful. You a bitch, so stay in line, these niggas know that I check. I'm on my own shit, no D. Ryan, I'm a grown man. Gotta step by safe for new bins. My kicks so red, them new bins. I been hitting in the eight, so it's fucking cold side.
Yeah. Big dog, so I keep a bad bitch with me. I think your baby mama was the last bitch with me. I treat the rover like it's rover, tell it bet your hoe. On my worst day, I can catch a hoe. I like them red like my pit bull. And I keep a Spanish plug like pit bull. Being Frank, my BFF, I keep a fist full. A dollar diamonds on my collar and my wrist. Keep it clean, I spot 10 on it. Looking like Clifford when I pull it out. Bang on my waist, don't make me pull it out. Candy apple paint on my red dog. No roof, that's a dead dog. Big bullet with a banger, got him scared dog. Keep it cause I'm chasing bread dog. I'm trying to eat, throw a fork at him. Pop the trunk, let it fork at him. Swingers on my candy when that dog moves. Getting money, what you own, dog.
Chest block head, I'm a bullet dog. Hardest pit in the little boy, bullet dog. I scratch with a hog if you wanna go. If you think it's something, test it if you wanna know. A lot of niggas out of pumping, niggas say something. And I swear I'm coming at you trying to taste something. 84 fresh set of old dog meat. Niggas dying, mamas cry when the dog eat. Pissing all in your yard like it's mine, nigga. In a drop dog, smoking kush, flying, nigga. Big bullet with a bad news, getting colors in the candy on them glass shoes.
Candy apple paint on my red dog. No roof, that's a dead dog. Big bullet with a banger, got him scared dog. Keep it cause I'm chasing bread dog. I'm trying to eat, throw a fork at him. Pop the trunk, let it fork at him. Swingers on my candy when that dog moves. Yeah. Getting money, yeah, what you want to do? A dog running.
Game dog, rolling like a set of spinners. Big bully like the dogs, I kinetic kennels. Shout out to Boogeyman and G Mosley. Haters want me out the game, trying to de-rose me. Stay strapped, slab like, yeah, that's how I feel. Red dog, new foes, texting mine wheels. Bad bitch like a red nose shotgun. Never slipping cause I got guns. Real nigga champion, that's in my bloodline. Six red slabs, single fire, that's a bloodline. Debo the lane like a bullet dog. Pop trunk parking, got it sounding like a bullet dog.
Oh.
25 limos, slamming 25 doors, representing for those holding 25 screws in their deck. I'm a wreck and rip 25 crews with
25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, sir. I got stuff to get paid. Hey,
we got 25 lighters on the dresser. Yes, sir. Got stuff to get paid. Hey,
25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, sir. I got stuff to get paid. Hey,
we got 25 lighters on the dresser. Yes, sir. Got stuff to get paid. Hey,
I jumped up early in the yard to stretch. Another day, another dollar, another case to get. I take my time and realize that this game is real. I got my mind on farm, but I'm swinging off a grill. Got to act real bad when I close red doors. I'm shooting spiders off my rims because I'm riding on foes. And niggas don't understand that we be drinking the norm. Never trust broads, live fraud. Own the board is where I swing, where I claim my name. Back in the game, Hershey Wood, Texas Street Gang. It's the 9-8, and I'm jumping in the mist. Rocks up on my wrist and got haters off my list. How you like me now? Cause I'm real. Coming 9-piece and chain 4, shiny grills. Got to bring head, bet them boys head. Fresh to break the mic down, it's that fat pad.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. I got to get paid.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir.
Abortion, the project.
Ain't nobody here for me to feel. It's that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear. Ain't nobody here for me to feel. It's that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear. Get it clear. Get it clear. Get it clear. It's that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear. Get it clear. Get it clear. It's that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear.
No shots fired, it's no need.
No need.
It says more to kill a man, but don't squeeze.
Yeah.
Do it with my bare hands. You want a square dance, I do-si-do on that ass. Hey. Never had a problem speaking up, so people act mad. Stunning like I wouldn't turn your neighborhood to Baghdad. Mad cause I didn't call you back, bitch, you can have that.
Yeah.
I rarely get the rest, so nigga, I had to take a cat nap.
Take a cat nap.
Why I'm explaining to you anyway? You don't bring me any pay or bring me anything.
Nothing
but some half-ass pussy, that shit is getting lame. Your feelings in the way of mine and a nigga can't.
I can't
deal with the drummer, so I'm butchered.
So I'm bucking.
Roll Rocky as the fucking Denver Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets.
I just keep it moving where the luggage.
Where the luggage.
So don't ask me why my attitude is fucking.
Ain't nobody here for me to feel. It's that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear. Ain't nobody here for me to feel. It's that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear.
I don't give a fuck.
Get it clear.
I don't give a fuck.
Get it clear. It's that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear.
I don't give a fuck.
Get it clear.
I don't give a fuck.
Get it clear. It's that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear.
Giving a fuck ain't my forte.
Forte.
More pay, less niggas is the
short way.
Way. Late night hype, talking the foreplay.
Foreplay.
Nah, I only wanna hit nothing else.
Tell me what you mean you wanna kiss.
Unless you talking about my dick, it ain't no use in moving hips.
Lips.
We can fuck all night, but we'll still be broke.
Still be broke.
Ponder on that thought while I'm playing with your throat.
As I contemplate my steps, I realize to keep them close.
Close.
Cause people out here watching, emulating how I broke. Trying to cast it off as death, but it's the game and how it goes. Knowing this, I counteract by making sure you get exposed.
Motherfucker.
Making sure you get
you.
You know I know what's up, brother. You wishing you could do what I'm doing, what I'm doing, making history of you. Good credit, cosign. What's the difference in the two?
Ain't nobody here for me to feel. Is that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear. Ain't nobody here for me to feel. Is that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear.
Get it clear.
Get it clear.
Is that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear.
Get it clear.
Get it clear, is that I don't give a fuck.
Addicted to new shit. All my cars is ruthless. All my cars is goofish. I got bad bitches ass stupid. Rollies and all colors. All y'all hoes is thuggers. Brokrit, Kirko, my brothers. And I share my hoes. Don't love them. I got money on my mind. licks, decks, and dimes. Shoot both at the same time. Ask Rico if you think I'm lying. I'm getting DDS from two bitches. Traded the old, got new bitches. If I miss them, I got new pictures. Niggas mad, I done hit they sisters. Porn name, Boss Goldie. Every fucking bitch, she owe me. Everywhere I go, they know me. You can't tell me shit, gotta show me. I'm an OG that's getting it. Better hide your hoes or we splitting it. You boys be babysitting it. I'm hitting it, then quitting it.
Shows. About to get some foes for them homos. My brother 18 for them homos. I tell my little sis keep her door closed. And if a nigga not get the fo-fo. Where my old bitch from? No, the bitch can't get none. No dick for me. It's a bitch bring a friend and a friend bring a friend with a big tongue. Young nigga but the old women wanna fuck a young nigga like the old nigga then did some. Niggas say I'm fucking all these bitches cause a nigga name. I was fucking bitches when I flipped the hubby. Women touch me, she fuck, she love me. I fuck her on a honeymoon, went to the wedding. Stayed in the church, said I got a confession. I fuck my shit friend right now, we texting. The preacher laughed, she started addressing. Then she said, this is what you call a blessing. I hit two times and I learned my lesson. If she give me up, it ain't up for discussion.
Walk up in this bitch like, huh? With some trills, niggas in the gang of paper like, huh? Handful of gold and purple and it ain't the Lakers like, what? Play your shit, now your boss, you poppin'. When you drunk and start to think a party poppin', I'ma pick the roll with her like Carlin Stockton. From the time to hustle, life hard without it. All the hoes are passin', every car be choppin'. If you talkin' balls, then I'm the hardest side. She's your favorite artist, like a porta potty. You need rap, nigga, so fake to me. You niggas make believe, you niggas can't compete. I'm gettin' paid to speak. You niggas payin' fees, that's some minor shit. Hold this the major leagues, bitch. Never, never, born a little, but I raised to win, bitch. Never, never, when you trill, mind you jack, can't pretend, bitch. Never, bad hoes, got them chest to chest. But I'ma pop a paper, I ain't prayin' for sex. I just want the head, I'm like Professor X. Only UGK shit can bless the deck. I'm bitch deep for real, I resurrect the bed. Never sold a drawer, but to my show money. Let my partner flip it, call it chest to check. And I didn't hate us out shit, but they don't damage none. Her and Clark really never plan to run. Started with a little, tryna manage crumbs. Now I'm a six-figure nigga, still I am the one.
Wish
like,
they would've tried to step on my shoes. Been up with too much money, ho, you got me confused. With some other guy. Bitch, that ain't me. Bitch, you can get this dick, but conversation ain't free.
Bitch, real niggas from the city represent it all day. On the hustle for that paper, bitch, we bought that all day. Got that tie, we pop that joint, we hit that spot, we shut it down. Nigga, know we bout to kill it every time we come around.
I pulled up in a photo bendy, but I pulled off in a two-seater. Right. Yeah, I started my career with a nigga named Gary. Ended up with a nigga named Bleeder. New NWA around here. Who got something to say around here? A lot of people invited me, but they got nigga propane. Only one got Joseph McVay around here. I went ham last year, this year I'm going. Filet another 100,000, that's where I'm going today. Yeah, the camera's flashing, they trying to see me and my people. But you and your hoe in the way. I go in, then I go hard when I'm in there. I take up with these other rappers' pain. My nigga, I'm the guard rapper. Do you really think I give a fuck with one of these other rappers' pain? No. Rappers booking shows now, cause they ain't getting no more rap money. I appreciate that deposit, cheap. You know you ain't getting that back from me. For the right, I'ma go to another club. If another club got that 10 racks for me. If it's beef, my nigga, just come to my city. Give out your shit and just ask for me. I'm a Houston Rocket, a Houston Texan, a Houston Astro, and I'm a Houston gangster. If you ain't gangster, when you come to Houston, better follow
me. Let it work,
man. Stay on post, don't pretend again. Know what a beltway ain't no friend.
Let it work, man.
All my people that's in the pen, that road.
Just met the plug in here. Say, gotta get it cheap from my say, my rapper thick like a say, we on the streets they call me say,
burgers, my shades. Keeping food on my plate. That heart of salt for them bells and me and that purple train. I'm straight here.
Bitch, my young bitch got a dumb bitch. I beat them pills like tongue kiss. Long bitch got a side bitch. Third wheel, that's my bitch. Little live bitch, certified bitch. She buy shit, wanna try shit. She snort a line right off my chest. Did loose splits on my dick. I laugh at her, I ain't mad at her. She try trick, she high shit. Yeah. Yeah. For dollar signs, you know what I mean. If I ain't getting money, then I ain't on the scene. Boy, I'm a real go-getter, and it run through my jeans. A fetish for money, a fetish for cream, a fetish for dollar signs, you know what I mean. If I ain't getting money, then I ain't on the scene. Boy, I'm a real go-getter, and it run through my jeans. I got a fetish for money.
I got a fetish for the Skrilla man, and for that there, I swear to God, I kill a man. Go about my killers and get bit by a dog. I don't fear, man. It's grown man sitting. I don't play about my dividends. Death got me bent like chicken wings, but I don't give a damn. They told me I don't know how to act. Showed them I got a plan. Mama said don't cut them no slack. And I'ma get them, man. I'm trying to make it turn like a ceiling fan. Yeah. So what, I got a fetish, let me get that. I'm hungry like my belly to my fizz at. You niggas feel me, you can smell me in the biz act. I'm straight up out the oven hot, baked up from Shrizz action, fresh as potpourri too. Boy, your swag is see-through. You talk about a lot of shit, but money never see you. But it come to see me. My life a motion picture, nigga, 3D, 8D, H-dub, C,
I got a fetish for money, a fetish for cream, a fetish for dollar signs, you know what I mean. If I ain't getting money, then I ain't. Boy, I'm a real go-getter, and it run through my jeans. A fetish for money, a fetish for cream, a fetish for dollar signs, you know what I mean. If I ain't getting money, then I ain't on the scene. Boy, I'm a real go-getter, and it run through my jeans. I got a fetish for money.
Money, money, more money, money, more money, money, more money, roll. Just touch the band, I'm a silver man, I need a hundred more. Tucked off of my waistband, nowhere to go. We don't talk about shortcuts, just amber rolls. Black and yellow, my gold chain, hanging over my polo tee. Last year they didn't notice me, this year they gon' know the fee. And it's lately now, like Jodeci. Rich people say money ain't shit, but I've been broke, so I know it mean way more.
And we're here live on the Brad Gilmore Show Extras channel. Here I am, your host, Brad Gilmore, alongside DJ Motai. DJ Motizzle, how you dizzle? That's right.
I'm dizzling. I'm doing good, dude.
Dude,
dizzle, how you dizzle?
I'm dizzling.
I'm dizzling.
But don't dizzle and drive. That's right. I heard that's illegal and bad for you. You can hurt somebody if you're dizzling and driving.
Don't be dizzling, man. You hear about them folks dizzling nowadays.
You know, the dizzle's real.
The dizzle is real.
Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show Classics and Extras podcast.
This is an extra
here on the Brad Gilmore Show. Me and DJ Motai are sitting in Brown Sugar Studios, and we're kind of just chilling, and we decided to hit the recorders, and we're going to roll, and we're going to talk about things. And what I want to talk about, DJ Motai, is South by Southwest.
West.
Yes, West. South by Southwest is currently going on as we're recording this. It's in Austin, Texas. Huge music festival. If you don't know what it is, DJ Motai, you've been to South by Southwest before, right?
I have. You are correct, sir.
And when did you go? Did you go last year or year before?
You know what? Either last year or the year before.
Yes. year before, I went last year and the year before. The year before, though, 2011 was actually scheduled to play a South by Southwest show, remember?
I do remember. That was the year before?
That was the year before last.
Okay, all right.
And we all went out there.
We did.
And what is South by Southwest? And that was my first South by Southwest, and I just remember the experience. It was so much fun. We got up there. We drove up, and we went all crammed in Uncle Bacar. Well, we didn't all cram in. You know what's funny? Okay, I rode up there with, I believe, Trey Dallas, Trey Yancey, Dallas Jones, our bandmates from 2011.
Yes.
And Trey Yancey's former roommate, Ben. Ben, what was his last name?
Did it start with a W?
McClooney.
Okay.
Ben McClooney. Shout out to Ben McClooney.
Shout out.
And Farrah Zagmouth, also. All close friends of ours. Some closer than others now. And And yeah, we all went up there. That's who I rode up there with in my cowboy Cadillac, my red Ford F-150, doing it big, doing it country style, styling and profiling, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun. Woo!
Right.
And went up there and bring it back down. And we all crammed in Uncle Bakari's apartment. Uncle Bakari, I'd like to say my uncle in spirit, Uncle Bakari.
He's all of our uncles.
He's all of our. He's 2011's uncle.
2011's uncle.
And I remember we were all excited. You rode up there with a friend of yours, and Avery came up with his girlfriend, Avery Davis, Ava Levin from 2011, Brag Gilmore Show guest. Also came up there with his girlfriend and I believe her friend. And what's funny about that trip is we were scheduled to play a show, and no knocks to anybody, but we were walking down and we ran into another person who's a friend of ours, and we were asking him about the show, and he was like, "Man, that showcase was so whack, so unprepared. No one knew what was going on. No one was there." Remember?
You know what happened?
What do you mean?
Do you know what happened?
I don't, are you being funny?
I don't know. I think I'm trying to be funny. Look at that. Coughing in the microphone. That's bad for the. Look at that. Look at all those. Whoa.
Yeah, we're spiking here. I just unplugged my headphones. That's why. Give me 2 seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
One.
Stuff happens.
Two.
Stuff happens. And we're back. And we're back. And we're back. See? Sorry about all that peeking. But I remember them saying it was super whack. And so I believe I called all y'all. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to do this show if it's whack. And then what was funny about that is we all decided that. But we, you know, you have to bring your – here's the thing about me, Trey and Dallas. We don't have to bring our microphones and our all this equipment with us. But you and Ava Levin do. Motai and Ava Levin do. Motai has to bring his turntables. Ava Levin has to bring his drums, which is a biatch.
Oh, yes.
To load. So I remember Avery brought his drums up, and we decided not to do the show. The funny thing about that is that morning, that same morning, Avery woke up and realized he forgot the laptop that had all of our music on it in Houston.
So what did he do?
He got in his little blueberry car.
And he drove back to Houston.
And he drove all the way back to Houston to pick up his laptop.
Little did he know,
we already canceled the show. And so Avery drove all the way to Houston, all the way back to Austin. And when he got back, we all told him, "Hey, we're not gonna play the show."
Man, I would have been
can
uber
you
pissed.
Imagine how mad he was?
I would have been so. I'd be like, "Give me my gas money."
So anyway, but yeah, so we didn't end up playing the show, but I still remember going to several shows and having fun, man. Me, Ben, and Trey somehow wound up in a line to go see Lil Wayne.
Wayne.
We saw Lil Weezy perform, man. He also had like Bow Wow perform.
You know what's? You know what else is funny about that year, South by Southwest?
What's up?
I barely saw you,
and guess what? I didn't see Avery at all.
After he got back from...
I didn't see him before.
Oh, what?
I didn't see Avery at all when we were in Austin.
What a trip.
But what a trip, though, it was. It turned out to be because I don't know where you went. I don't know where Avery went. Y'all must have... Did you go see any shows?
I wanted to, man. I was so jealous of you. I was like, how'd you guys get in to this show? I remember you guys got like free VIP tickets for something.
Yeah. This is the greatest story of all time. So me, Trey, Dallas... Ben and Farrah are all standing in line, right? And we're standing in this line. We don't even know what line we're in.
And, standing in the line.
But then Dallas and Ben were like, "Man, we need to find a CVS. They need to go get something from CVS." I remember what they needed. But they're like, "Man, we're going to go. You know what? Dallas, you want to go?" Ben was like, "Dallas, you want to go to CVS?" Dallas was like, "Yeah, let's go to CVS." All right. So bad Ben and Dallas impression. So they leave the line and they go to CVS, right? And so we're like, me, Farrah, and Trey are sitting there, and Trey, a happy belated birthday again to Trey Yancey, who celebrated his 21st birthday recently. But anyway, so we were all sitting there, and this guy walks up to us. He was like, "Hey, y'all want to get into the show?" We're like, we didn't know what show he was talking about. We're like, "Hell yeah, for sure." So he pulls out these bands from his pocket. He's like, here's some VIP bands for y'all. You know, but like this line was like a mile long, and for some random reason, he focused on the three of us and was like, "Here's some backstage passes." our VIP passes. So we go in there, and we go straight up to the front row. No one's in there. We're like, what show is this, I wonder? So we're just sitting there, da-da-da-da, and then a couple more people come in, a couple more people. And I turn around, I ask, I'm like, hey, guys, and this is about 8 o'clock in the evening, or at night, rather. And I'm like, hey, guys, do y'all know what show this is? They're like, yeah, Timbaland and Snoop Dogg. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, all right? So I was so happy, and little did I know, though, there were going to be 4 full hours of opening acts. Now, we all have been
by there, who?
By people I've never heard of before.
Damn.
For the first 4 hours. The next 4 hours, though, that we were there a total of 8 hours. We were there from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Wow.
Standing up in the front row. It was actually the Vibe House Showcase 2 years ago. There's actually footage online of it. You can see me in the front row. At one point, I'm literally laying on one of the house monitor speakers, and I'm laying there like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I just want to see Snoop Dogg. And so, but yeah, we saw everybody, man. ASAP Rocky, Smoke Dizza, Lola Monroe, Chevy
Wiz
Woods.
Wiz Khalifa there?
Wiz Khalifa, Travis Porter, Timbaland, and Snoop Dogg did eventually come out.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
And Snoop Dogg came out, man, and the first thing he did, he was like, y'all ready to party, right? And then I was like, hell yeah! And he looked down at me, he's like, yeah, oh yeah, homie. And he dapped me up, right? I was right there in front of Snoop, and dapped me up, and then boom! He does nothing but a G thing, man. Oh, so great, so great. Timbaland, actually, during his performance of Promiscuous Girl, actually, he and Pharaoh were singing the song together. He would go to her for Nelly Furtado's parts, come back
what?
To him.
Did she know it?
Yeah, she did. Well, she forgot a couple of the words. I'm not going to lie.
It's all good.
It's all good, but she knew the most of it. So it was pretty cool. Pretty cool experience, man. I can't hate too much. And we saw Lil Wayne, and 2011 did not play a show. Went last year, too, with Stockzilla. It was another fun show. We ran to the Far Side. We ran up on the street, saw the Far Side perform. Then we actually, you know, months later got to open for the Far Side.
Mm-hmm.
So look at that.
Look at that.
But, alas, we are not in South by Southwest this year. But I did hear last night there was a terrible car crash. A guy ran into a South by Southwest crowd in his car.
What?
Killed 2 people and injured 23.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Not good. So prayers go out to anybody doing that. But, there's just been a little extra talking about South. Anything you want to add about South by Southwest, Mochai?
Not really, man. I mean, I got invited to go this year, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to go. I'm too busy.
Yeah, too busy doing.
Way too busy.
Doing some shit like the Mosaic, like Debonair Lounge. You know, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. So we just want to share a little story real quick about South by Southwest and our experiences, man. If you've never been, I really strongly encourage you to go to South by Southwest. It's an amazing thing. You can see anyone on any given night. I think Brandon Caldwell saw Jay-Z perform last night. So it's just one of those things to where you never know.
Everybody's there.
Everybody and their mama's there. What kind of accent was that I just did?
I don't know.
Everybody and their mama's there.
Everybody in there.
So go check out South by Southwest next year if you didn't make it out this year. Brad Gilmore, DJ Mochai here on the Brad Gilmore show.
On demand.
On demand extras.
Extras.
Dig it. What's up, everybody? This is your man, Brad Gilmore, a.k.a. Lord Trillmore, and I'm with my guy, the Duke of Debonair, Tay Mitch.
We want to invite you beautiful people out to the Debonair Lounge this Monday.
You'll be surrounded by positive vibes and hear the best live music in the city of Houston.
Just ask my man, Kirko.
What it do, man? It's Kirko Banks. And every Monday, I need the whole city to come out. My partner, Tay Mitch, and my partner, Brad Trillmore, is going down to the Debonair Lounge, man. Y'all know what to do.
Debonair Lounge, 4212 Alameda Road, doors at 9 p.m.
While the tax deadline is several months away, it always seems to be here before you know it. Tax Brainiacs wants to help you prepare and navigate you through the process. Our well-trained professionals will help make your tax experience smooth and easy. Plus, Tax Brainiacs will serve you not just during tax season, but year-round. Don't wait until the last minute to get solid tax advice. Call Tax Brainiacs today, 281-886-0200, or log on to taxbrainiacs.com. Tax Brainiacs, taxation with smart representation.
Hey, everybody, it's Brad Gilmore, and I want
all of you to come check out our new podcast, the BG Show Classics Podcast, exclusively on iTunes and bgshowclassics.podbean.com. This is an all-new service showcasing you classic moments and extra tidbits from the Brad Gilmore Show from the last 3 years. And we'll also have brand new podcasts, specials, and very, very, very special guests. So y'all go check that out right now at the BG Show Classics Podcast on iTunes. Search Brad Gilmore or go to bgshowclassics.podbean.com. Check it out.
Hey, it's your boy Big Face Fiend, CEO of Stuffers, and I'm inviting you to come get stuffed. I promise we have some of the juiciest burgers, tenderest ribs, and smokiest hot dogs you'll ever taste. So come check me out. Better yet, come get stuffed. We got catering available for all parties and events, and you can follow us on Twitter at Stuffers. That's 3 F's and a Z. S-T-U-F-F-F-E-R-Z.
Hey, are you looking to have professional photos taken of yourself? Maybe you're an actor, need some headshots. Are you a band or musician or rapper, and you need some fly photos for your press kit or your website? Or maybe a new Twitter profile picture? Are you a family and want your portrait done, your nice family portrait to put on your mantle? Are you getting married and you want photos to be taken to remember such a joyous day in your life? Well, then you need to go to paulrdavisphoto.com. He can take care of all your photography needs for the best price you can find anywhere. So go to paulrdavisphoto.com or go to his Facebook page, Paul R. Davis Photography, and you can get your pictures done today.